Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and the other person is...
Gwen Ballinger.
Which is my mom. So, happy Veterans Day, first off.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day. Thanks, veterans. You're cool. Appreciated. So, I have to start off, the only thing on any of our minds right now is, if you're in Southern California, is the fires that are happening right now. The Woolsey?
Woolsey.
The Woolsey Fire, which, I'm sorry, it's a bad name for fire. It's hard to say. Just that if I have one critique about this fire, it's its name. But yeah, that's going on right now. As of today, which is Sunday, it's only 10% contained. The wind is going crazy, which is making it hard to contain. They're blowing really hard. I drove to Santa Barbara today. I took back roads, so I didn't see much of the smoke or anything, but the wind was insane. Luckily, the wind is blowing away from my house at the moment. Right now, it's just barreling through. Just
the canyons.
The canyons, the hills. There have been, as of now, there's been 177 structures destroyed, mm-hmm. burned down, and then there has been two casualties, but they haven't determined cause of death yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the Woolsey Fire. There's also the Hill Fire, which is...
It's about 70%
contained. That one's doing okay. But these fires happened the day after the Thousand Oaks shooting.
Yes.
So... Those people that were like that community that was involved in that shooting just also the next day had to deal with the fires.
Yeah.
It's not a happy moment in our community, but we're getting through it. And our first responders, our firefighters are
amazing.
Doing amazing work.
Yeah.
Our poop stick of a president tweeted out that it's all our fault. So that's great to have our president backing our community. It's currently just mourning a lot.
Yeah.
So cute. But they say they should have it 100%, all the fires 100% contained by Thursday. So we just gotta hunker down till Thursdays. The winds are supposed to stop Tuesday. So we just have to keep checking. It's basically up. The fire department was basically like, we don't have time to tell you guys what's happening. So figure it out yourselves. Cause it's true. They don't have time. They do like any manpower they have. They're putting it towards putting out the flames and not like
saving life and property first.
Yes.
And then
I will tweet out a few links if you're in the LA area, to help to donate to people who've lost their houses or their properties mm-hmm. or anything. And a bunch of, animal shelters that need help right now.
Yes.
Because all of Malibu had to evacuate, and all of those, like, if you had animal shelters there, they have to take those animals somewhere.
Some of them came up here.
Yeah, so a lot of shelters are just full to the max. So if you can foster or adopt, mm-hmm. I'll send out links to that. Also, if you're in the LA area, put out, and you're near the fires, put out buckets of water. Don't do this.
No, they just came out. I just read it that they said, don't do that. Actually, because they're wild animals and they will find water, a source of water on their own. And if you put out water, they will continue to come back to your place.
So
if you don't want a bobcat or a...
What if you want a raccoon? Like a buddy little raccoon come around?
No, you can't pick and choose who comes, sweetie.
This hurts my heart to hear, Mom.
They find their own sources.
What if their source just... I mean, there's a bunch of birds that use my dog's water bowl as a bathing dish.
Well, they're not going to eat you.
Well, yeah. So I can't help out the little animals because a bobcat might come by?
Oh, yeah. I'm just telling you what I read.
I know. We should do what the officials read, but it hurts my heart.
My heart wants to feed all the birds, all the critters.
I know.
Water them all.
Same.
But I just read from, I can't remember what the source was, but it was a wildlife source.
They're
saying,
also saying,
please don't.
Thank you for donations. The fire department's saying thank you for donations, but stop bringing them.
Yes.
Because we don't have the manpower or the space to hold on. Like, people are always like, oh, we love our firefighters because they have to deal with so much. So I was like, let's make them cookies. Let's do this. And they're like, no, guys, we don't have anyone there to accept it.
Right.
So just we don't even have a moment to eat it.
Yeah.
So there's other ways to help. I'm very shooketh by this no water setting out thing.
It's okay.
All right. Whatever. Another thing. Well, it's happy news. My mom finally vlogged for a day.
If you want to call it that.
That's exactly what it was. You vlogged your day.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it yet, it's up on my vlog channel, Miss R. Baller on YouTube. Or just type in my name and both my channels show up. But you did a day. You took the dog to the vet.
Yep.
You fed your chickens. You fed the crows. You watched the birds.
You
did. You went to the car wash.
I did. Went to the P.O. box.
And the Duncan was randomly in part of it.
Well.
You know what? It was a vlog, Mom.
Okay.
People liked it. You were so scared to look at it if people liked it. People liked it. All of my analytics were like, people like this vlog more than all of the other ones.
They just want to laugh at an old woman. It's great.
You're funny. They
no.
laugh at me.
It's just
no one's laughing with me, Mom. Everyone's laughing at me. Join the club. It's fine. At least you're getting people to laugh. You're putting smiles on people's faces. Who cares how you do it? But anyway, that was that. I've edited and posted that Saturday, and it was a lot of fun to edit and post, Mom. So don't beat yourself up about it. It was a good vlog. YouTube launched a music app.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they're just trying to take over the world. It just looks like another iTunes, Apple Music, or Spotify, or what's that other one?
You're asking
me? I'm asking the wrong human being.
Old things internet co-host. I have no clue.
Andrew, what's the other music thing? There's Spotify, and then there's...
Andrew's here.
Apple Music. Oh, Andrew's here, yeah. And then there's one more. There's like a streaming...
YouTube?
No! That's what we're talking about. Andrew, pay attention if you're in the room. I don't know. There's another one. I don't remember what it is. I'm sure you'll all tweet me telling me. But it's $9.99 per month. No, it's not SoundCloud, but that is another one. But they have YouTube TV, YouTube Premium with original content, and now YouTube Music.
What happened to YouTube Red?
That's YouTube Premium.
Oh,
formerly
okay.
known as YouTube Red. For some reason, they thought changing the name was important.
Okay, maybe people don't care for the color red.
Why not? It's their logo.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think why they changed their name.
How dare you, Mom? So yeah,
I'd probably look into it if it was YouTube Purple. I like
purple.
That'd
be a thing.
See?
That
would
be.
It
would
pique my curiosity.
Yeah, make it a different color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, YouTube Premium just sounds like I have to pay more.
But yeah, right?
Because you do.
YouTube Standard.
That's
what we already
that's
are.
That's where we already are, and that just makes you feel like less of a person
that's
for having
true.
That.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, well.
So anyway, they're just trying to take over all the internet platforms.
All the things.
But I mean, YouTube Premium, I don't think did as well as they wanted it to, which is why they changed it to YouTube Premium, not YouTube Red. I just don't know. James Charles is launching a palette on the 13th. It's colorful. I don't know anything about beauty things, but he's a YouTuber and I support. So... it's an eyeshadow palette, I think.
Nice.
I think some people have already, like other YouTubers have already done tutorials with it. I don't know. It looks really colorful. Yay, YouTubers.
Go YouTubers.
I don't know anything. Mom.
Rachel.
Jake Paul and his girlfriend Erica broke up.
I'm sorry.
Are you devastated?
No. Just because I'm sorry for them, but I don't know that.
Jake Paul is the person Shane Dawson did his documentary series on.
Okay.
I want to know if they broke up before or after the documentary, because they said they broke up a while ago. And a lot of internet tech couples, just so you all know, break up and then you guys don't find out about it for like weeks to months, because it's like they have to heal first before they can be strong enough to get all of the hate that the
because
internet brings.
So much hate.
Yes. While I've never met either of them.
Right.
And I don't watch their content just because it's just not in my wheelhouse. I do not wish hate on anyone and don't want anyone to hate on them.
No.
And I understand, it doesn't matter how intense the relationship was, breaking up is hard.
Yes.
And then having internet just poop on that is even harder. So
what's a wheelhouse? You said
it's my wheelhouse. It's like in my genre.
Okay.
I'm going to say.
Like wheelhouse. That's
is
like
that
a boat
right
thing.
Is that the right definition, Andrew? Like in
it's
my genre?
It's a hockey term, too.
Rachel, you're so sporty.
It's my sweet spot. I can't help it.
So
I just
sporty.
Watch the sports channel all the time. I can't help it. I didn't realize Twitter. I didn't even post about this ever. Twitter invited me to go see a Laker game.
And they were like, come to my our suite at the Staples Center and we'll talk business. And I was like, I will come to that suite. Funny that you think I'm going to talk business.
Not during the game.
I walked in and I was friendly. They just wanted to be like, you have a rep now, like Twitter, you have a contact, blah, blah, blah. They would just, you know, it was just a friendly meet and greet. Mm-hmm. And then I went and sat down and I watched the entire game. And my manager was there with me. And he was like, you know a lot about sports. And I was like, I didn't even realize I did. It's because Matt has the sports channel on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear, I learn, I don't even realize I'm learning so much about sports.
Yeah.
And I just knew every player and everything. And I was like, oh, I guess I do. I just didn't even realize it. And then I looked over at one point and I saw a laptop on the ground being in the middle of editing, but there wasn't a person near it. I was like, who is editing during a Laker game? And then David Dobrik sat down next to me with the laptop and I was like, oh, he's a daily, my mom just was like, I don't know who that is. He's like one of the most famous daily vloggers.
Oh, okay.
But to have, to meet his level of daily vlogging and just
that commitment,
extreme
is,
commitment, that is something I would never be able to reach.
No.
So it makes sense that he was editing during a Laker game.
Yeah.
And I was not. I was there to do business and I did not do business. My team was playing and they won. It was a
Yay!
Good game. So update from a story a while ago. You remember when people, Australia was like, don't eat strawberries.
Yeah.
Because people were putting needles in them.
Yeah.
They have made an arrest. They arrested a woman. There wasn't much details on it. Charges will be pressed soon, they say. But they have finally arrested someone for it.
Now, how would they find a person who's putting
the
needles in?
I have no, they had to
I'm
figure
glad they
out,
did.
Yeah, they had to figure out if it was coming, if it was happening in the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was, Andrew, are you leaving? You have to go ref.
Andrew.
Say bye to Andrew, everybody.
Bye,
he's
Andrew.
Waving goodbye as he leaves. Love you, dude. So anyway, they had to figure out if it was happening in the grocery stores, if it was happening in the farms, if it was happening in the manufacturer. They had to figure out all these things, and apparently they finally did, and they made an arrest.
Wow.
I had forgotten about that story. It was like a couple months ago.
Yeah. Well, good for them.
Yeah, these people just trying to eat healthy, just trying to get their vitamins
hurt.
In.
Getting hurt.
You know what else you could do to get your vitamins in?
What, Rachel?
You could. We're about to lead it to a sponsor. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You could take a multivitamin. Today we are sponsored by a multivitamin for women named Ritual. And it says, okay, I have it here.
They're so cool.
They're these like translucent. I'm kind of obsessed with how they look. I'll talk about them in a second. But they're like clear with these tiny little balls in them with goop. I don't know. I like them. Anyway, they're a 2 daily capsule made of 9 essential nutrients that most women lack.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, what you lacking, girl?
Oh, so many things.
But the best part is they don't, like, most multivitamins are like, we've got 1,000 vitamins in them. Eat us.
Yeah.
But this one was like, it was like this woman, she was pregnant and she wanted to find a prenatal vitamin,
mm-hmm.
which they are now making. But she was like, these vitamins are, what is this? What is this? She went out to make her own vitamin, and she made it for women instead of prenatals first, because she was like, I'm going to give it. Women need it.
Yeah.
And now she finally is able to make the prenatal one. So it's just, don't cough during a brand deal, Mom, a sponsor. So anyway, it's 9 essential nutrients, and it doesn't have the gross fishy aftertaste.
No, they don't.
Growing up, my mom took the worst vitamins,
and they were horse pills too.
They were huge.
Tiny, tiny little ones.
Yeah, and you'd burp the nastiest burps. Yeah. The rest of it. This one, oh my gosh, has the best minty flavoring. Yeah. When I put it in my mouth, I'm always at first being like, oh, it's gonna be gross, and I'm like, oh wait, no, this is quite refreshing.
It was. Yeah.
It is, and it's I've been taking it daily. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it. I took these without reading into them, which was, it worked out, but you're not supposed to. You should read stuff before you take
it
in your body. So I started taking it. My mom was like, how you doing? And I was like, oh, I feel like I'm not as tired. And she goes, yeah, that's what they're supposed to do, Rachel. I was like, oh, so it wasn't even the placebo effect. I'd be like, this is real. Like, I wasn't as tired.
Right.
And I feel great. I haven't gotten sick since taking them.
No,
I don't even know. Maybe, yeah, you don't even know. But another amazing thing is that they can be taken on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Because I hate taking pills when you have to eat, because mm-hmm. I'll always forget. So I can take this with my morning coffee. I don't eat breakfast.
Right.
I hate breakfast just because I just don't have the energy to deal with it. So I can take this without having breakfast, but I can have it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I have it with my morning coffee and I don't get an upset tummy. And it's very nice of it. It's very nice, Mom. And you know me, I'm vegan, so obviously this vitamin would have to be vegan, and it is. It's also sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergy-free ingredients. So, like, you're good.
You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. Like, you can't take it because of something. You can take this vitamin. And they're 100% transparent about what they put in their vitamin and their sources and, like, mm-hmm. all that stuff. They're as transparent as the capsule, which is clear. We touched on that, right? We touched on that. But the subscription is easy to start and easy to stop or postpone. It's only $1 a day to have essential nutrients your body needs.
Yes.
Mom. So visit ritual.com/allthingsinternet. Ritual is ritual.com/allthingsinternet, the name of the show. So if you want to get your vitamins in, guys, go for it. It's Minty Fresh.
It is.
Blah, blah.
And they're cute.
Moving on. Facebook will no longer force employees to settle sexual harassment claims in private arbitration. I didn't know really what this meant. I saw this headline and I went,
okay,
what? What are they talking about? Apparently, all these companies, if there was a sexual harassment dispute, they had to settle it privately within the company.
Mm-hmm.
And which is
bad for business if it gets out there.
Yeah, but also, yeah, that's what it is. It's like, it was like hush, basically. It was like hushing everyone up, which is terrible.
Yes.
Because that's messed up. Because, like, obviously, a higher up person that they can't afford to lose is going to be like, well, we need him.
Yeah.
So he wins. Or she wins because we need her. She wins. Mm-hmm. So finally, Facebook says that they're not going to do that anymore.
Good.
Along with Microsoft, Uber, and Lyft.
Nice.
And this all happened because Google had to do this because they had a 20% employee walkout because they'd been dealing with a bunch of sexual harassment stuff and the employees were like, over it.
Yeah.
You have to let us take this public. Like, you can't just keep hushing and quieting us.
Yeah.
So, good. Finally, things are working now.
Yep.
The world is better.
Rachel.
Sorry, I coughed.
Don't cough during our podcast.
Facebook. Facebook quietly launched their version of TikTok, which is also known as Musical.ly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to, it's the app is called Lasso.
Wait, did you say Facebook did?
Facebook.
Okay. I heard you right. Okay.
Get in here, Mom. Where'd you go?
No, that didn't work when you were singing a music.
What do you mean it didn't work?
No, because
my words made sense. I wrote them down.
They did, but my ears went, wait, did she say Facebook?
Yeah, okay. Facebook launched quietly Lasso,
okay,
which is another version of TikTok,
okay,
which formerly used to be called Musical.ly. Oh, that is very difficult to explain. You're right. That doesn't work. It's apparently their attempt to win over teens.
Oh, they have a long way to go to win over teens, Facebook. I'm sorry. It's for us old folk.
Yeah, they're really obsessed with getting teens on board.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I guess it's a big market, but, like, teens don't have money. I think that's what a lot of places don't realize.
What does money have to do with Facebook?
You want people to pay. Every
Facebook
company
is free.
Yes, but the ads they sell.
Mm-hmm.
They want the people that sell, like, that do the ads, want their mm-hmm. consumers mm-hmm. to pay money to buy the things on their ad.
Mm-hmm.
But teens don't have money. So marketing true. Towards teens doesn't always end up as people think it's going to.
That's true.
Just saying. But anyway, I don't know why they quietly launched it
mm-hmm.
because no one knows about it.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I didn't know until I read an article about it. I was like, what?
Did you check it out?
No.
Not even a little curious?
I'm already on Facebook. They don't need to win me over.
Yeah.
I'm also not a huge fan of, like, TikTok. Why did that TikTok is another place that, like, just changed their name. And I'm like, why did you do that?
Because wasn't there a problem with Musical.ly, ILY, or how people were going to say it?
Musical.ly. Music.ly. I don't even know.
So maybe they thought, oh, TikTok's easier to say.
It actually is a lot easier to say. Yeah. Also, when you spell out Musical.ly, it underlines it and tries to make it a website.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's underlined right now on my computer. It's like, this is a website, right? No. Oh, God. All right. Well, I mean, good luck, Facebook, but I don't know why you quietly launch it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then Pinterest. People say that Pinterest got a redesign feed that looks like Instagram, but I went on
there. I haven't seen any change.
No, I haven't seen a single change. And everyone was like up in arms, being like, you're just copying Instagram. I haven't seen a single change on Pinterest. So if you have the change, screenshot it and send it to us at podcast.ati so I can see what it looks like, because I don't know what people are complaining about.
Hmm.
And I even updated my phone.
Oh, I'm scared to update my phone. Every time I do, my battery lasts less and less.
Oh, I'm always home, so I can just charge my phone. Or I always charge it when I'm in the car. So no matter what, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, oh, the Nintendo Switch just added second big video app, which is YouTube. I don't know what the Nintendo Switch is. I know.
Oh, ask Trent. He has one.
He's not even here.
I know.
It's a Game Boy? Console.
He brings it over here and hooks it up to our TV and then takes it back home.
So is it a Game Boy that can also be a game console?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
I don't get it.
He just likes to hook it up to my TV when he's here.
Okay. But apparently there's apps on it. So is it a phone?
No.
There's apps on it though, Mom. I don't understand the future.
There's apps on an iPad, and that's not a phone.
So was it an iPad?
It's a Switch.
I hate you. But apparently, YouTube app is now on the Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
So that's the...
Maybe it's a thing that... So then you can watch YouTubes through your Switch, like, you know, how we do with... Never mind.
Yeah, no, I get it. Because, like, I know on the PlayStation, there's apps on the PlayStation.
And the Wii. Does anybody else use Wii? I still play the Wii games.
I think you're the only one on the Wii still, Mom.
I love those Wii games. They're so fun.
They are fun.
They're so fun.
My thing was, it was always hard to set up, and, like, you had to switch the discs.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
And I'm sorry. DVD, CD things, those are done. Everything's, like, download now.
I get it. So... It's fine for me.
It's because you're older than me. Oh my God. This is the first time I'm like old. I don't know one of those fancy games.
Trent does. Oh, I wish he was here. He'd tell you all about it.
I'll ask him when he gets back. They went out to get us food. We kick the boys out when we podcast. And the last thing on our news thing today is that Amazon is going to send out toy catalogs.
I already got mine.
Really?
I got something from Amazon. Yeah, I got something
because
from Amazon.
Because Toys R Us used to do it. And then Amazon.
You know who did it before that? Even Sears. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The Sears catalog. And we'd circle things that we'd want as kids. And then you guys did it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was back Sears, in the day. Then Toys R Us. And then
so now it's Amazon.
What did we have in Santa Barbara? We had K-Toys? KB Toys. And then now Amazon's doing it because they're like, well, mm-hmm. No one else is around. We've destroyed everyone else. So no one's around. We should do it because kids aren't scrolling through the internet. Most of them are. That's nothing. But it's easier to go through a catalog and circle what you want.
I like going through catalogs.
It's, you know, there is something about just books to me, mm-hmm. like real books, real magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm always like, wait, this is stupid. I can't look at the reviews. I can't look at the comments.
No, you look at the pictures in the magazine, then you go look it up on your computer.
That is just get the double. Reviews. But it is easier to look through a magazine than look through Amazon to see what toys you want.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's smart. All right. Let's move on to, unless you have any news for today, Mom.
I have absolutely no news.
We're going to play a game.
Uh-oh.
That I've played. You've played it before with me, but we played it on my channel with Dad. It's 5 seconds. It's the 5 second game.
Okay. Oh, it's going to get loud. Okay.
So in 5 seconds, you have to name 5 of whatever I say.
Okay.
All right. So.
Oh, I'm nervous. Okay, go.
Okay. Oh, I tell you to go. You don't tell me to go.
Okay.
You have 5 seconds to name 5 Disney princesses. Go.
Cinderella, Snow White, Jasmine, Mulan, and somebody else. Pocahontas.
Nope, you failed because your princess was somebody else.
I tried.
Do you want to do it to me?
Yes. Name 5. Or are you watching the time?
I'm watching. I'm looking at the clock above your head.
5 different flavors of cookies. Go.
Chocolate chip, double chocolate chip, fudge, mint, reindeer.
Fail. Although there are reindeer cookies. There's sugar cookies.
There's reindeer cookies.
In the shape of reindeers. There's princesses. The other ones.
That's not the other ones. It's not a
reindeer.
That is not a name.
Rachel.
I said name 5 Disney princesses. Every Disney princess has a name.
Yeah, the other one.
No, don't you sniff and then just repeat yourself to me.
I've never heard of a reindeer cookie.
Ones Colleen makes at Christmas.
Sugar
at
cookie?
At the Ballinger Christmas cookie party every year. She makes cookies look like reindeers.
A sugar cookie.
She calls them reindeer cookies.
Well, and then describes the other princess.
Then she describes it as a sugar cookie or a snickerdoodle. Oh, snickerdoodles.
Snickerdoodles. My neighbor made snickerdoodles. Oh, they were so sweet. Words putting together in a sentence. Our neighbor girls made snickerdoodles and brought them over.
Well, that's
it was
sweet.
So sweet.
Colleen is obsessed. I was about to say, I wish someone would give me a cookie. And then I realized Colleen gave me a cookie yesterday. She's obsessed with these vegan cookies right now, which is great for me. Whenever I come over, she feeds me vegan cookies.
Nice.
I love it. All right. I'm going to do one to you. All right.
Okay.
You have 5 seconds to name five things you wouldn't want to walk in on me doing. Go.
Pooping things with Matt.
And you're done. There it is. All done. All done. You just did it. You're really bad at this.
Hey, I'm not either. That was a tricky question.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It made me uncomfortable and sweaty.
You know, there's a lot of things you want to walk in and want to be doing.
No.
There are.
Right.
Okay. Do one for me.
Oh, gosh. Five things?
Yeah.
Name five different flowers. Go.
Daisy, rose, sunflower, puppy.
Puppy?
A poppy. A poppy is a flower.
Okay. Your time's up. That's only four.
Dang it. There are not many more.
Puppy flowers.
Birds of paradise. Poppy. A poppy.
Yeah, I
know. Our state flower.
Yeah, they're orange.
Yeah, I said poppy. I didn't say puppy.
Oh, I thought you said puppy.
I didn't. I said poppy.
I think we should ask the viewers, listeners. Did she say poppy or puppy?
This is sponsored, so I do listen over to this, and I will hear myself say
poppy. Well, I hear it back, too.
All right, let's move on to questions.
All righty.
Allie asked, what was the website for the candles you advertised on last week's podcast? We didn't advertise candles.
No.
Unless we advertised perfumes.
Yes.
Which is in the description of that podcast. But another thing we're advertising today, we have another sponsor.
Whoop, whoop.
We have another sponsor. Whoop, whoop. Hey, hey, hey. Brook Linen, which are these luxury sheets. Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
So they're luxury sheets for not luxury prices is basically what it is. They also have comforters, duvet covers, towels. But there were... actually named the winner of the best of online bedding by Good Housekeeping.
They're really comfy.
My mom is actually obsessed with this. We got these sheets in the mail, I want to say like a month or two ago. And every week she bugs me if we're doing this, this sponsor for this podcast, because like, she loves them.
Couldn't wait to say how good they are. And you know how sheets, when you get sheets, you can't
put them on the bed. She's taking over. She's gone. She's gone.
They fit perfectly. There's not too much sag over.
This was her favorite thing about these sheets, guys.
Oh, wait. No, it's not the favorite thing.
She's obsessed with how they fit on her mattress.
Okay. No. And the pillowcases.
Oh. Okay. Continue.
They fold so that the pillow doesn't come out.
All the hand emotions.
They have a flappy thing.
Yep.
On the inside.
Yep.
And the pillows don't come out. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's not just a hole.
Right.
It's like they have like a
the
casing.
Flappy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
So they already have over 500,000 happy sleepers and counting, including you, me, Dad, and Matt.
Mm-hmm.
They're very comfortable. I got the classic,
which is
a crisp, cool, airy feel. I got Mars because Matt and I both sweat while we sleep. So this has actually cut down our sweating.
Yeah, great.
I got the classic one. And the more you wash them, the softer they get.
Yes. Well, they were soft to begin with.
But at first I was like, that seems weird. Because usually the more you wash a sheet, like kind of the rougher it gets.
Mm-hmm, with flannel and
with
stuff.
With like flannel and stuff. But this one actually gets softer, which is insane. Yeah. I really like it. They started back in 2014 by a husband and wife who made it their mission to make 5-star hotel quality sheets more affordable and easy to order. So what they did is they cut out the middleman and they work directly with manufacturers and directly with the customers. So you don't have to deal with all that middle stuff. And the sheets don't only feel great, but they look great too. You can mix and match over 20 plus colors and patterns. So I got my sheets a different color than my duvet cover.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like I put some effort into decorating.
Okay. Well, I'm not a decorator.
You just
and
got
I just
all
got
the same.
White.
That is, I cannot believe you got white.
I got white like, everything. I love them.
I got solid smoke and solid steel. I like solid, apparently. So like you can get a little dirt on it, not see it. You went white.
I went white.
Went white everything.
It's And you go into the room and it's like,
I guess you have a smaller room.
Yeah.
You
so
have
it
to
makes
do
the
bright,
room feel
airy
bigger.
Thing.
Yeah.
Love
it.
But you can mix and match. There's patterns and stuff. We just got solid colors, but you can do patterns. Neither of us are designers.
No.
No. I can fix anything and build anything.
Yes.
You can cook, sew, you
feed
raise
birds,
children, have some chickens. Designing, not our forte.
No.
But hey, what I picked out looks great.
Yeah.
It was really helpful. So if you want to upgrade your sleeping, visit brooklinen.com to get $20 off and free shipping. If you use the promo code Rachel. Sorry, Mom, you're not around in this promo code. It's just me.
My
name. It's Rachel.
Because they're worth it.
Yeah, they have a lifetime warranty on all their sheets, comforters, and towels. So I mean, yeah, there's no reason not to. So that, again, that's Brooklinen, BROOKLINEN.com. And then promo code Rachel to get $20 off.
Nice.
Yeah. It's wonderful. Okay, Mom, we finally did that sponsor. You happy?
Yes.
You finally got to talk about your perfectly fitted, comfortable sheets.
My perfect sheets. It's difficult because now this is the time of year I change my sheets to my flannel sheets, and I'm not changing them.
Because they're so comfy,
they
man.
They are.
They really are. So Joey asks, do you follow Donald Trump on Twitter?
No.
Next question. Grace asks, will Gwen ever consider vlogging again? So you vlogged for a day.
Yes, I did.
Did you enjoy the vlogging part?
I was nervous about it.
The more you do it, the easier it gets.
Okay.
You vlogged in public, which was very impressive.
Oh, it was.
That is one of the hardest things to do. Vlogging in your house is easy.
But I could say, I'm doing this for my daughter. So then it was.
Oh, there you go.
See?
There you go.
You can I put the blame on
always
someone else.
Always use me as an excuse, Mom. Always. Yeah, I mean, you were good at it. I'm not joking. You were good at it. You gave me montage footage. You gave me talking. You gave me, like, different areas, different locations. It was good. You did things.
I even went to the grocery store, but you didn't put that part in.
You did?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Maybe the battery died. That's when the battery died.
Yeah, you did not.
So I was filming in Sprouts, and you didn't even get it.
Did you hit record?
See, that's what's hard about vlogging.
I am sure there was so much footage, quote unquote, that didn't make it in because you didn't actually press the record button.
Probably. Yep. But I tried to get, and I said, I even said, here's your montage, Rachel. And I went around to different fruits and vegetables.
Really?
You didn't see that, huh?
No.
Well, I didn't know how to see what had recorded. So
oh my God, that's hilarious.
Disk drive. No, what's that little thing
called? SD card.
The SD card. So I don't know what was on
it. Oh my God, that's hilarious. I love this fact so much. There's probably so much that didn't make it in. Well, Mom, would you ever consider vlogging again?
For my own
channel? Not for your own channel, but I was thinking once a week for my vlog channel. Just for Vlogmas.
Sure.
So just for the month of December.
But you can't watch them, but you edit them.
I can't watch them. They're because for my channel. I have to watch to make sure you don't say. I have to edit them.
Okay.
I have to put my little funny commentary.
It's Christmas time. What if I'm wrapping your gift and that's part
of
the vlog?
Don't film it. What do you mean?
What if that's all I'm doing that day?
What do you think I do during Vlogmas when I'm wrapping gifts? I don't film it. You can film shopping. You can film the wrapping paper. You just don't film the present.
All right.
Because you know everyone you would buy for would watch the vlog. You can't film wrapping presents. It's just one part of life. So I was thinking of having my mom vlog once a week for Vlogmas.
These poor people.
What? They enjoyed it. The analytics said they enjoyed it, Mom.
Oh,
Miranda Trash says, on the last podcast, you had dead air from 45 minutes, 1 second, or 10 seconds to 45 minutes, 29 seconds. What happened? I have no idea. I saw a couple people say this.
Yeah?
No idea what happened.
Were we just pausing for a second and looking at each other? We had a couple of moments last week
it
that we
kind
of looked at each other.
There was one moment when you went out, the dogs were barking, so you went out to shut them up.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to edit that out. Maybe I just like got rid of that section but didn't move the other thing over, the sound over. So like,
could be.
I'm sure I messed it up in the editing.
And I don't shut them up. I tell them they're doing a good job.
Oh, yes.
And it's okay.
You calm them down.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just figuring out how to edit podcasts.
Because we never edited them before.
No, and I'm not editing out. I am editing, but like, sometimes there's like pauses. There are pauses. Or like the dog does
something.
The
bathroom.
Or my mom has had to pee.
Yeah.
You pause for a second. And so I just edit it out. There has been times where I like made a gross mouth noise. And I'm like, I remember that I made it during the podcast. And I go and I edit it out. I'm not editing like rearranging stuff. I'm just like cutting out annoying stuff. But anyway, I feel like most people edit podcasts. I don't know why I'm feeling like guilty for editing something. Lil Debbie says, what's on Gwen's tray today?
My Brooklyn sheet receipt.
Brooklinen.
Sorry.
They don't listen to this part.
Receipt. So I made sure I knew what kind I got, the Luxe or the Classic or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
My phone and my iced tea. That's it.
It's quite shocking. Oh, yeah, because I have the vitamins over on my side now. Mm-hmm. It's quite shocking how little you have now.
Well, my mints are in the other room. I forgot
And you're getting
them.
Comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Are you? Mm-hmm. We're getting there.
You're still not comfortable doing the podcast?
No.
Still?
I'll get there.
You're so giddy at the moment.
Well, yeah.
I thought you were getting comfortable. You seem like a natural mom. You seem great. Renee asks, how much footage do you usually end up with when you film videos? I was wondering how much you usually get rid of.
That's a good question.
It is. My vlogs, I don't cut out much. So I usually have about... It depends. So maybe I'll have like 10 minutes of footage and I'll cut it down to like 7. I'll usually cut out 1 to 3 minutes on my vlogs. Because my vlogs, I film to edit. So I pick up the camera and I'll talk and turn it off until I'm about to film something else. And
well, that's how you do it. Okay.
Yeah, I filmed it.
You didn't tell me that part when I was vlogging.
No, I want to get your mess ups. That's what's funny about your vlogs is you're fumbling around. That's funny to me. But yeah, so I'm in my head while I'm vlogging, I am editing.
Gotcha.
So it takes me longer to edit my mom's vlogs because I don't know what in the world happened that day. It's really hard to edit someone else's content. It's not hard. It just takes longer.
Gotcha.
But when you're editing your own content, you already know what happened. You're like, oh, I left the room. Or, oh, I left that on. Oh, this was stupid. And you cut it out.
Yeah. And what about your regular channel? How much of that gets cut?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah. My regular channel, I want the videos to be 10 to 13 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, I have to film for 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Because... Well,
but then there's all that prep time and stuff,
there's
too.
A lot of prep time. Also, it depends what I'm doing. If I'm doing a Rachel's Room, I'm going to have 20 minutes of footage. Because I'm just sitting and talking.
Yeah.
If it's skits, I'm actually going to have less footage unless it's of the dog. Because if it's the dog, you have to leave the camera rolling because you can't.
Yeah.
You don't know what the dog's going to do.
Yeah.
So filming animals is actually really difficult.
It's very hard.
If I'm cooking something, oh my God, the amount of footage I cut out because it's just me measuring and that takes a lot of time. But if I'm testing products, I'll usually have 30 to 40 minutes of footage. It's just you cut it down to make it 10 to 13. But if I only have 10 minutes of footage, I'm not going to have a 10-minute video.
Yeah.
You have to cut out so much dead space, anything that's not funny.
Yeah.
My videos I like to keep super choppy and quick. So
keeps you guessing. I got so nervous vlogging, I forgot to put my gloves on when I was prepping my
Everyone
chicken.
Everyone pointed it
really?
Out. So many people pointed it out.
I was so nervous I forgot to put my gloves on when I'm chopping the chicken's food.
Everyone's like, Gwen's not wearing her gloves.
And I had to mix it, and I'm mixing with my bare hands. I'm like, ew, ew.
Yeah, you said, ew, that's a mess at one point. And I was like, there was no mess. Oh, her
no,
hands.
No, my hands weren't cut.
Yeah, everyone was like, Gwen's not wearing her gloves. Because my mom, if so you nervous. Don't know, if you don't watch her videos or you just haven't seen a lot of them, my mom always wears her latex gloves when cooking or cleaning.
Yes.
And even
when I do gardening, I put them underneath. My mom taught me that trick. You put them on underneath your gardening gloves, and then no dirt gets in your fingernails.
It is. My mom's obsessed with her gloves.
Yeah, I like my gloves.
She really likes her gloves. And she was so nervous vlogging that you didn't do it when you cut up the chicken food. Yeah, multiple people pointed out. They're like, wait, where is Gwen's gloves?
Yep. Nerves got the best of me.
Hey, you did great, Mom.
Okay.
You did great. Cassie. For some reason, Cassie, C-A-S-E-Y.
Casey?
Yes, Cassie would be two S's or a K. I don't know words. Says, how do you feel?
Names.
Asks, how do you feel about seasonal beverages? I love them.
I just like iced tea.
Yeah, my mom, God, you're the worst. The amount of annoyingness that you and Dad are, because neither of you drink hot beverages. Dad will drink hot chocolate.
Well,
that's
I'll
a lie.
Have a good hot chocolate but every once in a while.
Most parents drink coffee
no.
or different hot teas.
No.
And so getting your parents a mug is such an easy go-to gift. My parents, it's not. My dad drinks soda and my mom drinks iced tea, but is very picky about which kind. And so it's so hard to do. It's so annoying. And the only thing you get at Starbucks is iced tea. And my dad doesn't get anything at Starbucks. But anyway.
I like to eat soup out of my coffee mugs.
That's weird.
No.
Just get a bowl.
But anyway, this is a hand. My coffee mugs have a handle.
I like seasonal beverages. I feel like the only seasons there are, though, for beverages are fall and winter.
Yeah.
I don't like pumpkin spice lattes. But cool if you do. That's cool. You do you. For Christmas time, I love peppermint mochas. Peppermint mochas are delicious. And I kind of like that it's only seasonal.
Yeah, you don't get tired of it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a special treat.
And then I can go back to my iced vanilla lattes with soy milk when the summer hits or the spring hits. So I like it. Lawedia, girl, I really hope I'm saying your name right. She asks the best questions, constantly asks questions, constantly on my Twitter, and I never know if I'm pronouncing her name right. Lawedia.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, girl. Do you think decorating your dorm room is worth it?
Yes.
Oh my God, it makes you so much happier. How long are you? It's 9-10 months you're in a dorm room? For this school?
Probably 9 months.
Yeah, 9 months. That's a long time. That's almost a full year. You want it to feel homey. You want to go, you want to feel comfortable in it. And it is really weird how much a painting can brighten up a room. And, like, just kind of change your mood. My roommate freshman year, it was the only time I was in a dorm, was freshman year. My roommate was obsessed with the color yellow. So she decorated her half of the room with a bunch of yellow stuff. And I was like, you can totally leak that yellow over to my side. And the room was so bright and flowery and just yellow. It made it happy. Our room ended up being, like, a huge hangout room because everyone was like, it wasn't, like, cluttered and super, like, we didn't have any extra, like, furniture or anything, but just, like, there was just this brightness to it because we decorated a little. Well, she decorated. I didn't do anything.
Personality shine through it too.
Yeah, I think it's totally worth it. I mean, there's so many people that do these like huge makeovers. That I think is a little extreme.
To each his own.
But I'm just do a little something.
Yeah, definitely
do a little something.
Make it your home away from home.
Put up a painting. You know,
pictures of your family or friends. Or
there you go. But yeah, there's.
Oh, Rachel.
I'm tired,
I'm
Mom.
I'm sorry if we're boring you.
You are. All right. But that's all the questions we have today. That's all the things I have, unless you want to add anything, Mommy.
No. I have nothing to add.
You ask them when we do ads because you get very into the sponsor things.
I do.
It's cute.
Well, I like we get to try them and
we've
enjoyed everything we've done so far.
We have.
We really have.
We got some good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.